All right, so now, what do you see? How many? Ah!
I see.
How many?
I see nine dimes
and 20 pennies.
Yeah. Okay, so how much is that? What is that?
I see 110 cents.
$1.10.
I see $1.10.
Yep.
I see 110 cents.
How many?
I also see
11.
So you see $1.10. How do you know that?
Because 10 dimes is equal to $1.
Yep.
And there's 10 pennies. Yeah. There's 10
so boxes. if 10 dimes is equal to $1, and like if filling one of these equals $1, if you put that there, since this is equal to another dime, you have $1 there, and then 10 cents there, so you have $1.10.
Yeah. How many tenths are there?
There is
nine.
No,
11 tenths.
Why do you say 11, Sam?
Because I changed my mind.
I know, I love when people change their mind
because
in that
fast. Well, I forgot about that. I forgot to add the pennies. I was iffy about the pennies.
Oh, tell me what you were iffy. Tell me about
I
the iffiness.
I wasn't sure if they were going to be a full tenth or not, but then I realized
how do you,
10 pennies.
How do you know they are a full tenth?
And they're equal to, they could be a hundredth.
What could be a hundredth?
Yeah. The pennies.
Show me a hundredth.
One penny.
Okay, so you said they could be a hundredth, so yeah. One penny could be a hundredth?
Yeah, but then
and then how can
ten.
They be tenths?
But then there's
well,
ten
pennies,
so that's ten.
Ten what?
So that creates a ten.
Ten what?
That creates 1/10, which is a dime, which is equal to 10 hundredths, yeah.
So 10 hundredths or
so
one
penny would be 1/100, and 10 pennies would be 1/10.
And 10 tenths would be one whole.
Yeah.
How
so
many
on.
How many hundredths are in a whole?
How many hundredths?
Zero.
100.
So tell me again how many tenths you see?
20.
I see
11
tenths.
I see nine tenths.
How many hundredths are there?
20 hundredths.
How many?
That's 20. 10 pennies. That's 10. 10 pennies is 10 hundredths.
But they're still the same.
So do you think there's 20 hundredths? Are you agreeing with Simon?
No, there's 11 tenths.
Well, there could be 11
so
tenths.
How many
you could say it both ways.
You could say it both ways because there's 11 tenths. Because these are tenths, they're just not in the form of dimes.
So are you telling me that 11 tenths is equal to 20 hundredths?
Yes.
Pretty
much.
Yes.
Show me the 20 hundredths.
11 tenths isn't equal to
20 hundredths. No, those are the 20 hundredths.
These are 20 hundredths and these are 9 tenths.
So how many hundredths are there all together?
20.
20. Where do you see 20 hundredths?
Right there.
Add
these two together.
How come when we asked about tenths, you guys turned those into tenths? But
well,
now when I'm asking about hundredths.
But there's 10 tenths.
Okay, so what if I said I want to know how many hundredths all together?
All together, it would be.
How many hundredths all together?
All together is 110 hundredths. 110 hundredths all together.
How do you know?
Because.
Show me!
Okay.
Well, so. This is 9 hundredths all together. Then if you add one more to there, that could be equal to a dime, which is 10, which is 100.
What?
10. Well, it could be 100 hundredths.
Okay, or 10 what?
Or 10 tenths.
Okay.
And then if you add the other 10.
10 what?
The other 10 hundredths, it can equal to 110 hundredths. 110 hundredths.
That was some pretty awesome thinking. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Have a good afternoon. Look, we're still on.